Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nanjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jayo Ratta Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Gauranitai Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Jaya Jagannath Jagannath Jaya Varade Jaya Subhaja Jaya Jagannath Jaya Jaya Varade Jaya Subhaja Jaya Rukmini Dogadish Rukmini Dogadish Rukmini Dogadish, Rukmini Dogadish. Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya 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 Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jam Vishnu Patapanamaham Saparira Jakcharya Ashtur Satta Shri Shri Mat His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Shira Prabhupada Ki Jai East Confound Acharya His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Shira Prabhupada Ki Jai Jayam Vishnu Patapanamaham Saparira Jakcharya Ashtur Satta Shri Shri Mat His Divine Grace Shira Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Namacharya Shrihari Rastaku Ki Jai Prince Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhatra Sri Vasadi Gola Bhaktaminda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gokopinang Shamakum Radhakum Giri Govadan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Shri Mayapu Dham Ki Jai Shri Jaknapuri Dham Ki Jai Gangamai Chamunamai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhaktavinda Ki Jai Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai Transcendental Prasadam Distribution Ki Jai Arirama Sanketan Ki Jai Iskan Yutwagadam Ki Jai Nitai Gola Pramanandi Haribo Harivaru All Kradis to December Devotees Hare Krishna All Kradis to December Devotees All Kradis to December Devotees Hare Krishna All Kradis to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayana Namaskrityam Narayana Chaiva Narottamam Devin Saraswatim Vyasam Tato jayam udidayet. Nasta prayeshu abhadreshu. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavati utamashloke. Bhakti bhavati naishtiki. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, chapter 9, text number 16. Yo va aham cha girishas cha vibhu svayam cha stiti ubhava pranaya etava atma munam bitva tripat varida eka uru pralohas tasmai namo bhagavate bhuvana drumaya Yova aham cha girishas cha vibhu svayam cha. Stityu bhava pralaya hetava atma munam. Vitra tripava rida eka uru pralohas. Tasmai namo bhagavate bhuvana drumaya. Yova aham cha girishas cha vibhu svayam cha. Stityu bhava pralaya hetava atma munam. Vitra tripava rida eka uru pralohas. Tasmai namo bhagavate bhuvana drumaya. Yova aham cha girishas cha vibhu svayam cha. Stityu bhava pralaya hetava atma munam. Bhutra tripara rida eka uru pralohas. Tasmai namo bhagavate bhuvana drumaya. Sritu bhava praya naeta aham. Maharajis. Aham cha, also I, Grisha cha, also Shiva, Vibhu, the Almighty, Swayam, personality as Vishnu, cha, and Stiti, maintenance, Ubhava, creation, Pralaya, dissolution, Hetavaha, the causes, Atmamunam, self-rooted, Bitva, having penetrated, Tripat, three chunks, Varinde, Guru, Ekaha, one without a second. Uru, many. Pralohaha, branches. Tasmai, unto him. Namaha, obeisances. Bhagavate, unto the personality of Godhead. Bhuvanadrumaya, under the tree of the planetary system. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, your Lordship is the prime root of the tree of the planetary systems. This tree have grown by first penetrating the material nature in three trunks, as me, Shiva, and you, the Almighty, for creation, maintenance, and dissolution. And we three have grown with many branches. Therefore, I offer my obeisances unto you, the tree of the cosmic manifestation. Purport. The cosmic manifestation is grossly divided into three worlds, the upper, lower, and the middle planetary systems. And then it broadens into the cosmos of 14 planetary systems with the manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the Supreme Root. Material nature, which appears to be the cause of the cosmic manifestation, is only the agency or energy of the Lord. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 9:10, Maya Dakshina Prakriti Suyatesha Charanchana. Only under the superintendence of the Supreme Lord does material nature appear to be the cause of all creation, maintenance, and dissolution. The Lord expands himself into three, Vishnu, Brahma, and Shiva, for maintenance, creation, and destruction, respectively. Of the three principal agents controlling the three modes of material nature, Vishnu is the Almighty. Even though he is within material nature for the purpose of maintenance, he is not controlled by the laws of material nature. The other two, Brahma and Shiva, although almost as greatly powerful as Vishnu, are within the control of the material energy of the Supreme Lord. The conception of many gods controlling the many departments of material nature is ill-conceived by the foolish pantheist. God is one without a second, and he is the primal cause of all causes. As there are many department heads of governmental affairs, so there are many heads of management of the universal affairs. Due to a poor fund of knowledge, the impersonalist does not believe in the personal management of things as they are. But in this verse, it is clearly explained that everything is personal and nothing is impersonal. We have already discussed this point in the introduction, and it is confirmed here in this verse. The tree of the material manifestation is described in the 14th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita as an Ashwata tree whose root is upward. We have actual experience of such a tree when we see the shadow of a tree on the bank of a reservoir of water. The reflection of the tree on the water appears to hang down from its upward roots. The tree of creation described here is only a shadow of the reality, which is Parabrahman, Vishnu. In the internal potency manifested in the Vaikuntha Lokas, the actual tree exists, and the tree reflected in the material nature is only the shadow of this actual tree. The impersonalist theory that Brahman is void of all variegatedness is false, because the shadow tree described in Bhagavad Gita cannot exist without being the reflection of a real tree. The real tree is situated in the eternal existence of spiritual nature, full of transcendental varieties, and Lord Vishnu is the root of that tree also. The root is the same, the Lord, both for the real tree and the false. But the false tree is only the perverted reflection of the real tree. The Lord, being the real tree, is here offered obeisances by Brahma on his own behalf and also on behalf of Lord Shiva. Om Agyanati Minandasya Gyananjana Sharakaya Chakshu Umiditan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtan Stapidan Yena Budare Swayanupa Kada Mahyam Tadati Swam Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamanam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrachatam Sahagana Lakunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Satvaitam Savaduta Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Radita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinna Bandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kamchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakau Patarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishvanebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadatra Shri Vasade Gola Bhaktabinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Yova Ahamcha Girishascha Vibhuhu Svayancha Stityu Bhava Pranaya Hetava Atma Munam Vitva Tripat Varida Eka Uru Pralohas Tasmay Namo Bhagavate Bhuvana Dhrumaya. Translation again. Your Lordship is the prime root of the tree of the planetary systems. This tree has grown by first penetrating the material nature in three trunks, as me, Shiva, and you, the Almighty, for creation, maintenance, and dissolution. And we three have grown with many branches. Therefore, my obeisance is unto you, the tree of the cosmic manifestation. So here, Lord Brahma is continuing offering his prayers to Lord Vishnu by saying that, my dear Lord Vishnu, your Lordship is actually the prime root of the tree of the planetary system. This tree has grown by first penetrating the material nature in three trunks, as me, Shiva, and you, the Almighty, for creation, maintenance, and dissolution. And we three have grown with many branches. Therefore, I offer my obeisances unto you, the tree of the cosmic manifestation. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he wrote that material nature, which appears to be the cause of the cosmic manifestation, is only the agency or energy of the Lord. So, it reminds me a verse from the Bhagavad Gita. Actually, Prabhupada, he was mentioned in this verse in his purport also. It's chapter 9, text number 10. Maya dyakshena prakriti suyatesha charam charam hetu nanena konteya jagat vipa nivatate. This material nature, which is one of my energy, is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, producing all moving and non-moving beings. Under its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. So Prabhupada, he said here in the purport that it is clearly stated here that the Supreme Lord, although aloof from all the activities of the material world, remains the Supreme Director. The Supreme Lord is the supreme will and the background of this material manifestation. But the management is being conducted by material nature. Krishna also states in Bhagavad Gita that of all the living entities in different forms and species, I am the Father. The father gives seeds to the womb of the mother for the child. And similarly, the Supreme Lord, by his mere glance, injects all the living entities into the womb of material nature. And they come out in their different forms and species according to their past desire and activities. All these living entities, although born under the glance of the Supreme Lord, take their different bodies according to their past deeds and desires. So the Lord is not directly attached to this material creation. He simply glances over material nature. Material nature is thus activated, and everything is created immediately. Because he glances over material nature, there is no doubtful activity on the part of the Supreme Lord. But he has nothing to do with the manifestation of the material world directly. The example is given in the Shastra. When there is a fragrant flower before someone, the fragrance is touched by the smelling power of the person. Yet, the smelling and the flower are detached from one another. There is a similar connection between the material world and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, he has nothing to do with this material world, but he creates by his grants, and ordains. In summary, material nature, without the superintendence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cannot do anything. Yet, the Supreme Personality is detached from all material activities. So, Srila Prabhupada, he also said that the Lord expands himself into three. The Lord expands himself into three as Vishnu, Brahma, and Shiva for maintenance, creation, and destruction, respectively. And out of the three principal agents controlling the three modes of material nature, Vishnu is the Almighty. Even though he is within material nature for the purpose of maintenance, he is not controlled by the laws of material nature. So it's just like a king. So he created the jail. And sometimes the king will go to the jail to inspect, the jail, how the prisoners in the jail's life is, But the king is not subject to the rules and regulations of the jail. So Krishna is like that. Although he created this material world, but he is not subject to the laws of material nature. But the other two, Brahma and Shiva, although almost as greatly powerful as Vishnu, are within the control of the material energy of the Supreme Lord. So it reminds me a nice story about these three personality in the Krishna book. Long, long ago, there was an assembly of great sages on the bank of the river Saraswati who performed a great sacrifice for the name Satya. So in such assembly, the great sages present usually discuss Vedic subject matters and philosophical topics. And in this particular meeting, the following question was raised. So the sages raised this question. The three predominating deities of this material world, namely Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, and Lord Shiva, are directing all the affairs of this cosmos. But who among them is the supreme? So the sages raise this question. After such discussion on this question, the great sage named Bhrigu, the son of Lord Brahma, was deputed to test all three predominating deities and report to the assembly as to who is the greatest. Being thus deputed, the great sage Bhrigu Muni first of all went to his father's residence in Brahmaloka. The three deities are the controller of the three material qualities, namely the quality of goodness, passion, and ignorance. The plan decided upon by the sage was for Bhrigu to test which one of the predominating deity possesses the quality of goodness in full. Therefore, when Bhrigu Muni reached his father, Lord Brahma, because Bhrigu wanted to test whether Brahma had the quality of goodness, he purposely did not offer his respect to his father, either by offering obeisances or by offering prayers. And then Prabhupada said, it is the duty of a son or a disciple to offer respects and recite suitable prayers when he approaches his father or spiritual master. But Bhrigu Muni purposely failed to offer respects, just to see Lord Brahma's reaction to this negligence. Lord Brahma, of course, became very angry at his son's impudence, and he showed signs which definitely proved this to be so. He was even prepared to condemn Bhrigu by cursing him. But because Bhrigu was his son, Lord Brahma controlled his anger with his great intelligence. This means that although the quality of passion was prominent in Lord Brahma, he had the power to control of passion. This means that although the quality of passion was prominent in Lord Brahma, he had the power to control it. Yeah. Lord Brahma's anger and his controlling his anger are like to fire and water. Water is produced from fire at the beginning of creation, but fire can be extinguished with water. Similarly, although Lord Brahma was very angry due to his quality of passion, he could still control his passion because Bhrigu Muni was his son. So after testing Lord Brahma, Bhrigu Muni went directly to Mount Kailash, where Lord Shiva resides. Bhrigu Muni happened to be Lord Shiva's brother. Therefore, as soon as Bhrigu Muni approached, Lord Shiva was very glad and personally rose to embrace him. But when Lord Shiva approached, Bhrigu Muni refused to embrace him. My dear brother, Bhrigu Muni said, you are always very impure because you smear your body with ashes. You are not very clean. Please do not touch me. Yeah. When Bhrigu Muni refused to embrace his brother, saying that Lord Shiva was impure, the latter became very angry with him. It is said that an offense can be committed either with the body, with the mind, or by speech. Bhrigu Muni's first offense committed toward Lord Brahma was an offense with the mind. His second offense committed toward Lord Shiva by insulting him, criticizing him for unclean habits, was an offense by speech. Because the quality of ignorance is prominent in Lord Shiva, when he heard Bhrigu Muni's insult, his eyes immediately became red with anger. With uncontrollable rage, he took up his trident and prepared to kill Bhrigu Muni. And then at that time, Lord Shiva's wife Parvati, he fell down at the feet of Lord Shiva. And with her sweet words, so he convinced Lord Shiva not to kill Bhrigu Muni. And then, Bhrigu Muni left. After being saved from the anger of Lord Shiva, Bhrigu Muni went directly to the planet Svatadvip, where Lord Vishnu was lying on a bed of flower in the company of his wife, the goddess of fortune. who was engaged in massaging his daughter's feet. The Bhikkhumuni purposely committed the greatest sin by offending Lord Vishnu by his bodily activities. So the first offense committed by Bhikkhumuni was mental, and the second offense was vocal, and the third offense was corporal. Yeah, corporal, by the bodily activity, action. So these different offenses are progressively greater in degree. An offense committed within the mind is a positive offense. The same offense committed verbally is comparatively more grave. And when committed by bodily action, it is superlative in offensiveness. So Bhikkhumuni committed the greatest offense by kicking the chest of the Lord in the presence of the goddess of fortune. Of course, Lord Vishnu is all merciful. He did not become angry at the activities of Bhikkhumuni. For Bhikkhumuni was a great Brahmana. A Brahmana is to be excused even if he sometimes commits an offense. And Lord Vishnu set the example. And then Lord Vishnu not only, you know, didn't take any action, but also said very nice words. Lord Vishnu, he addressed Bhikkhumuni by saying, "My dear Brahmana, it is my greatest fortune that you have come here. Please therefore sit down on this cushion for a few minutes. My dear Brahmana, I am very sorry that when you first entered my home, I could not receive you properly. It was a great offense on my part, and I beg you to pardon me. You are so pure and great that the water which washed your feet can purify even the places of pilgrimage. Therefore, I request you to purify the Vaikuntha planet where I live with my associates. My dear father, O great sage, I know your feet are very soft, like a lotus flower, and my chest is as hard as a thunderbolt. I am therefore afraid that you may have felt some pain by kicking my chest. See, let me touch your feet to relieve the pain you have suffered." So Lord Vishnu then began to massage the feet of Bhikkhumuni. And then Lord Vishnu continued, you know, to address Bhikkhumuni by saying, "My dear Lord," he said, "my chest has now become sanctified because of your touch of your feet. And I'm now assured that the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, will be very glad to live there perpetually." And then Prabhupada explained a little bit of the nature of Lakshmi Devi. Prabhupada said, "Another name of Lakshmi is Chanchana, indicating that she does not stay in one place for a long time. Therefore, we see that the rich man's family sometimes become poor after a few generations, and sometimes we see a poor man's family becomes very rich. Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, is Chanchana in this material world, whereas in the Vaikuntha planets, she eternally lives at the lotus feet of the Lord. Because Lakshmi is famous as Chanchana, Lord Narayan indicated that she might not have been living perpetually by his chest, but because his chest had been touched by the feet of Bhikkhumuni, it was now sanctified. And there was no chance that the goddess of fortune would live. Bhrigumuni, however, could understand his position and that of the Lord, and he was struck with wonder at the behavior of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because of his gratitude, his words choked up, and he was unable to reply to the words of the Lord. Tears glided from his eyes, and he could not say anything. He simply stood silently before the Lord. So, after the testing of Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu, so Bhrigumuni, he returned to the assembly of great sages on the bank of the river Saraswati and described his experience. After hearing him with great attention, the sages concluded that of all the predominating deities, Lord Vishnu is certainly the greatest. So that's why Prabhupada, he was saying here that Lord Vishnu is the Almighty. The other two, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, although almost as greatly powerful as Vishnu, are within the control of material energy of the Supreme Lord. So I just stop here. Are there any questions or comments? So thank you very much for coming. Gantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai. Arivu, arivu.